Okay, roll call. I'm in.
Glenn?
Here.
Hillary?
Here.
Tiffany?
Here.
Brenda?
Here.
Nikki?
Here.
Jackie?
Here.
Jackie needs to make a call on Susie.
Oh. Susie is sick. Oh, and a marker is...
Are you excusing her, Jackie?
Yes, if she's sick, she is excused. Okay, we have a quorum. We'll start with Sam for others in attendance.
Yeah. We have Austin Roof with KSDP, Melrose Sabalos, Nate Julian, Hillary Seifert, myself, and Mr. Seifert.
Never called me out before.
Dr. Seifert and Mr.
Nikki, do you have anyone with you there? Kevin Burnett is here.
What'd you say? Kevin Burnett.
Okay, here in King Cove, we have Mariah McCallum and Don McCallum. Okay, I'd like to entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
Do we have anybody on the phone?
We'll move this Brenda.
We have some people calling in on the phone. Who's on the line?
Gary Lamar and Lynette Mack here in King Salmon. Oh, Matt Vick.
I'll second Brenda's motion.
Okay, there's a motion to approve the agenda by Brenda, seconded by Glenn. Can I get a roll call, please?
Yes. Brenda?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Yes.
Glenn?
Yes.
Nikki?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes. Okay, moving on to the minutes. Can I entertain a motion to approve the minutes from the November 8th regular meeting and the November 17th?
14th? Could we do them as a block? We have consensus to maybe do them as a block and move to approve.
I sent out an email with a couple corrections. There was a typo, and then I had
his turn.
You present at a meeting, you were not. And those were corrected.
I'll second your motion, Brenda, yes, as a block with changes.
Yes, as changes that we saw today.
Can I get a roll call, please?
Glenn?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Yes.
Nikki?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes. Okay, next we have recognitions and presentations. I'd like to congratulate the King Cove Rookies Volleyball team on making it to state for the second year and receiving third place in the state volleyball tournament.
They were also the smallest team in the entire tournament, which made that kind of extra special in my opinion. So the smallest school of all of them there.
Was impressive. Kudos.
They played some good games. Hillary
and moving on
them.
To boardmanship.
I was just saying, King Cove played some good games. Hillary and I attended a couple.
Oh, Lordy, I was there. I was a nervous wreck. It was so exciting.
The moving on to the boardmanship awards. Brenda and Susie have been awarded Master Boardmanship Awards by the Alaska Association of School Boards.
Oh my goodness, I did not know. How exciting. Thank you.
We'll have to let Susie know.
Yeah. Congratulations, Brenda and Susie. Hope she feels better soon.
Thank you.
Okay, next is the legislative fly-in essay contest results. The results are in the packet. There was quite a bit of participants. Justin Mobeck of Sandpoint, Peyton Stroud, Sandpoint, Logan Thompson, Sandpoint, Brian Eichley, King Cove, Bethany Brandle, King Cove, Charlene Brandle, King Cove, Leilani Brandle, King Cove, Kayla Calver, King Cove, Jalea Dorte, King Cove, Mariah McCollum, King Cove, Sadie Newton of King Cove, Noah Samuelson of King Cove, and Monica Yetchmanoff. And the two selected for leadership and legislative fly-in is Noah Samuelson and Justin Mobeck. All of the essays were very good essays. I was very impressed and had a very difficult time choosing my top five. So, very good job.
They were excellent. It's been a long time reading.
Can you see what the district is doing for English? I mean, the essays were awesome to see them, the way they were categorized and the thought and the effort that went into, goodness sakes, the words they put together were totally awesome. I loved it.
Well, and it's been a long time since we've had a couple of young gentlemen go to Juno with us. I think the last time was at Edwin and Drayton, perhaps? I don't know. It's been a long time, so it's kind of exciting to see a couple young men going to represent the district.
Did that help with the five, doing the top five?
Yeah, the top five helped.
Yeah.
I mean, it was clear who the first and second were, but everybody, almost everybody got a vote in one of the seven voters. So that was good.
Okay, moving on to public comments. Is there any public comments in Sandpoint?
Nope.
Okay, hearing none, is there any public comments here in King Cove? Is there any public comments on the phone line? Fest, is there any public comment? Okay. So next we have a student report from Mariah McCollum on her trip to the Youth Leadership Institute.
My trip to the Youth Leadership Institute was a really good learning experience. I learned how to do many things along with how to be a better leader, how to connect with people better, and how to do a couple other things, like learn how to take a proper picture and how to keep steady and all that. It's also very fun. I would love to have Miss Edel on as a chaperone anytime again. Also, thank you for choosing me to go on this trip.
Thank you, Mariah, for your report.
I'd like to add a comment onto Mariah. I'd just like to congratulate Mariah on an awesome job that she did and on her speech that she went up there and presented at our awards banquet. I was very proud of her. She did an excellent job.
We just need to go and make a couple more Mariahs and sprinkle them on some people because she's a very outgoing girl. She is very outgoing and she did a wonderful job. She represents our district very well.
Thank you. She's a fine young lady. She sure does us proud in King Cove all the time.
Yes, I love being on trips with her.
Anyone else on student reports?
The two young ladies that attended YLI from Sandpoint are both on the basketball trip.
Okay, moving on to board reports. Does anyone in Sandpoint want to start for the report on the Alaska Association of School Boards annual conference?
Okay, I'll go ahead and start everybody off. It was a very good conference this year. I enjoyed it. The three students that were there, they represented us very well. They all did a very good job. My favorite part of the conference is when we get to interact with the students, and the students get to sit at our tables, and we get to learn different things, what they're doing in their schools and what they'd like to see, because all of our schools are different. And another thing that I brought back was the rural cap. I don't know if Hillary or all the other teacher or principals are aware of this, but they have an elder mentor program, and I brought the paperwork back from the conference because this is something where elders could go into our school and they could get paid. So, and they pay it through the rural cap. So this is something that I'd like to have them make copies and send them to our principals on each one of our schools, because they go up to, I think it's 30 or 40 hours, but they have to fill out an application and they do background checks on them and everything, but I can't remember where it talked about how many hours a week they could do it. And I think this is a good program, and this is a good way to get elders into our schools, and the elders could get paid for this. And so that's just something I'd like for all of our schools to get a hold of. So maybe we could start doing that and getting more elder programs, the reading and stuff into all of our schools.
Well, we've got elders in the building every lunchtime on Friday.
Yeah.
Already.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And that's the one thing that when I sat at the table and they were asking about different things that were going on, I told them that every Friday we have elder luncheon and elders come up and have lunch. And then a couple of the ladies that were at the table, they wanted to see our Friday flyer, how it came out and stuff. And I showed them how our secretary goes and emails it to us, and I showed, I opened it up for them on my phone and showed how they recognize the students and all the different, the principal has a report in there every week, and I showed them how the lunch program was in there, and then they all wanted our website so they could go and look at our website and get different ideas, but they thought the Friday flyer was a pretty neat idea.
Very good. I'd like to jump in next. It's been a while, but first off, thank the board for letting me attend. It was a good one this year. And Brenda, we did miss you, resolutions. but it was, and again, I have to echo what Hillary said. I enjoy that part the best, too. I ended up sitting at a table, and I didn't realize it, that they were, I don't know if it was a special table. These kids were extremely shy. I mean, I've never seen anyone so shy, but I didn't know what they were doing, and I got them all tapped. So we had a good old time there, and that guy thanked me after. He said they were trying to keep them kind of separate so they could chat with them. And anyway, I just sat down, and away we went. So they opened up, and we had a good time chatting. I did have some information. I apologize. It's at home sitting on my table with the rest of the stats. But it was the college up north.
Illisogbic.
And I'll bring that down to the office if anyone wanted to see that. But it is a good opportunity. I know it's a little hard for people maybe this area heading up there, but it is an option for folks that don't have the ability to go to other colleges. But it was good. And overall, I thought the the meetings were great. So thank you again.
So I guess I'll go next.
The Ilya Sovik College is free. The only thing you have to do is have your dorms and such. But they have the associates program, and they will soon have their master's accredited program very, very soon. And Hillary, I was going to talk about the elders in our church here. The King Cove tribe, a couple of years ago, we passed a resolution to pay our elders $15 an hour to come to the clinic and, I mean, come to the clinic, mm-hmm. come to the school and do things in the school and be able to help. And it is really hard to get them to be able to, during the school hours, to come do things. But, you know, when asked to volunteer for different things, they always do.
So, this is Tiffany. I'll go next. So, I really appreciated the conference again this year. I actually spent most of Thursday leading the boardroom boot camp for newly elected board members. We both kind of touched on other things. I really wanted to touch on the second general session where Zaretta Hammond was the speaker. And she's the author of Culturally Responsive Teaching in the Brain, Promoting Authentic Engagement and Rigor Among Culturally and Linguistically Diverse Students. And I absolutely loved her presentation. I bought the book. I devoured it. I've handed it off to Ms. Cumberledge. I was like, share it with all of our teachers. Just some of the thoughts that were expressed. I was reading it. I was thinking, these are some things that I recognize happen in our school and in how we need to be consciously thinking about how we create independent learners and be aware of, I think, sometimes common practices that we don't even recognize as being microaggressions against our students. And like I have myself went, oh my goodness, I've done that. And you know, when we don't take the time to learn how to say somebody's name. So I was like, I know how to say Eponine's name, but it took me a long time to get beyond calling them e-boy. And it's a microaggression. And validating our students and letting them know that we really value them and all these things. So I love the book. I think all of our teachers should read it. I think it was excellent. I have a copy in our school district right now. Jackie, do you want me to touch on winter boardmanship, or do you just want to go around with everybody else on annual conference first?
I'm the last one, I think, for the annual conference, so I think Hillary, Glenn, you. Yeah, so I could just report real quick, and then you can go to the Winter Boardmanship Academy report.
Okay.
So I have not attended a conference in a long time, and I was very excited just with the amount of information that was available there. It was like an information overload. The boardroom boot camp was a great refresher. I enjoyed sitting in there. I wish I was able to choose more sessions to attend, as all of them were interesting, but you could only go to so many at a time, so I wish that was a way to be able to try to get more, but I did save all the presentations that were on the app. My favorite part of the conference was probably the roundtables, listening to the other students from around the state and the issues that they deal with in their schools and the other board members that were there, and that was interesting and kind of puts a lot of perspective on life in Alaska. I'm very glad that I was able to attend, and it was a very good conference. I do have stacks and stacks of material I brought home, like everything that they were handing out. So, Tiffany, if you wanted to go with your report on the Winter Boardmanship Academy.
Okay. And just one more follow-up on the annual conference. I think most everybody knows, but I was re-elected as president-elect of the Association of Alaska School Boards. So I'll be facilitating that resolutions process at next year's conference. So the Winter Boardmanship Academy was in December on the 8th and 9th in Anchorage, and they covered negotiations the first day, and I was texting Mike or emailing Mike. I was like, hey, Saul's here and they're doing this presentation, the good, the bad, and the ugly part of negotiations. And I think we actually have a really good relationship with our teachers, so we haven't seen as much of that ugly side of negotiations. But, there was a, it was a great presentation on the board's role and being conscious in our thinking about how to participate and having confidence in the negotiator. And the second day was on the importance of, the importance of equity and cultural proficiency with our school boards. And I think that really struck a chord with me because it built on what we heard from Zaretta Hammond in the annual conference the month before. And they had CIRC come in, Jerry Briscoe, Martha Gould Leahy, and Marianne Dobbs, and they did a presentation. And again, I was emailing Mike. I was like, this looks like some, as we're reviewing our curriculum for the school district, they shared a book that they was developed by CIRC, Culture in the Classroom, Standards, Indicators, and Evidence for Evaluating Culturally Responsive Teaching, and how school boards can deliberately identify keeping culture involved in our curriculum. And since we're in the process of reviewing our curriculum, I thought it was all well-timed. It's a really short book. I haven't bought it yet, but it's only $10.95, so I probably will shortly. So that's all I have for the Winter Boardmanship Academy. Thank you. It's on Amazon.
Thank you, Tiffany.
Culture in the Classroom.
Oh, I can't see in the...
Okay, moving on to the superintendent's report.
Okay, you have my written report in your packet. I have a couple of things to add. I received a concerned phone call from False Pass. It was on my voicemail last night, and I called the gentleman back. So I want to state on the record that I have no intention of recommending to the school board that we close False Pass School next year. Absolutely not. When the borough mayor gets back in town, he's in Washington, D.C., we are going to be traveling to False Pass along with the special ed director to do some testing. I'd like to bring a board member along as well. And then also the maintenance director of the borough is going to be there to go over the building with a fine-tooth comb. We're going to have a community meeting. And I know False Pass has already had some meetings about a way to improve student enrollment. So I appreciate them being proactive. I plan to be with False Pass every step of the way in that regard. But once again, I know how rumors work in this district. I have no intentions whatsoever of recommending the school board to close that school next year. That's my report. Did you guys get those calls? I just wanted to know.
I didn't.
No.
Thank you, Mike. Next is the district correspondence. Is there any correspondence in the packet that anyone on the board would like to talk about?
I'd just like to say our Christmas concert was fantastic. If I could, a little late, sorry. But our Christmas concert this year was fantastic. It's good to see some involvement in the music department again, so hopefully we can hang on to those folks and keep that program running.
This is Brenda. I got to see a lot of photos from the concerts and then when the Christmas programs that were about in the schools, and oh my goodness, it was very hard for me to be gone, but I got a special, a 9-pound little granddaughter named Amelia Rose, so that was okay, but it was just, we had a very hard time not having Christmas at home. That's the first one, or second one since we've been married. It was very different. Oh dear. Okay, I'm done then. Thank you.
Okay, moving on to the business manager report. There's no current financial report in this packet.
Yeah, I want to speak to that. We hired a business manager on Friday. Hillary Smith, Glenn Gardner, myself, Jade Gunderson, Cheryl Lundgren, and Hillary Seifert conducted an interview. We called Jackie. Jackie didn't feel like it was appropriate because she knew some locals that were interviewing as well or applying as well. Anyway, we did plan to interview some locals. This lady fell into our lap. She was Idaho Business Manager of the Year in 2015. She has 29 years experience, and she was with her last district for how long? How long was the last district?
19
years. I spoke with two of her superintendents, and the last superintendent that was with her for 7 years said she was the best employee he's ever had. So she's extremely excited to come on board. She'll be here a week from Friday, and Carl Werner will be here on Saturday, Sherilyn? Yeah. On Saturday. And so they're going to be working together closely. We will have a very in-depth financial report that they go through with a fine-tooth comb on the board next meeting.
Okay, thank you.
We're not approving anything.
No.
Moving on to department reports. First is the activities report.
Hi, Amy's here. I'm in a few minutes late. Yeah, do you guys have any questions? So we've got some great games coming up right now. They're in Bristol Bay, King Cove Boys and Girls, and the Sandpoint Girls and Boys, and they're having a great time playing lots of games. It sounds like some great action. I tried to log on the first day, and I couldn't see anything, but every time I go by the office, Christine's in there right now, and she's giving me the updates as I walk by on King Cove and Sandpoint. On the first, King Cove and Boys and Girls are going to travel to Sandpoint. We're going to send some Sandpoint junior high kids over to King Cove on the back hall to play some fun games over there. And then on the second of February, we're going to send the girls, Sandpoint girls and the King Cove girls over to New Haven. And then we're going to play the boys over here. New Haven and Port Allsworth. We're going to play two games on Friday and two games on Saturday. That just kind of fell in our lap and it worked out, so we took advantage of it. Anything else? Looks like I got a big typo there, too. Anything else? Mm-hmm. Anybody have any questions? Okay, thank you.
Keep up the good work, Amy.
Thank you. Next, we have the special education report.
Yep, you have my report, so I'm open for any questions.
You've got the two things that's going to prove.
I just had an addition on the SPED end. I just received, we actually had two denials on some intensive funding applications that I had put in. I did some follow-up paperwork on that and just got the final approval, so we got those two approved.
That's an extra $150,000 for the district.
Excellent.
Very good.
So, this is Tiffany. I did have a couple questions, and I emailed them to Ms. Seifert, I emailed them to Mike forwarded them, just so she knew what they were asking about. In the report, we talk about the curriculum update, and I guess my questions were about, have we approached anybody in the community about participating in the curriculum committees, and and we want to have board involvement, so involving that in the schedule. And then ultimately, what opportunity we're going to be giving our communities as a whole to weigh in on our curriculum. I know Northwest Arctic does a really excellent job of providing opportunities for their community as a whole to provide input. But I don't know if I expressed those as eloquently as I wrote them. But...
And I was kind of tentative in my report mm-hmm. when I put in for the curriculum because I didn't want to... The only preemptive work that I've done at this point is gauging throughout the district what teachers would like to be involved, and so I have that. I presented those names of teachers from King Cove and from Sandpoint who would like to be on a committee. I've also talked to a couple of teachers who may want to chair those committees, depending on what the board, which direction to go. I kind of copied and pasted from the last meeting, the cycle, and then I wanted to wait and see what the board, if you want to just go with the oldest, you know, the oldest one that was adopted, which is science, would put science as the next one to look at. So everything I put in there was tentative because I'm waiting for kind of the board to decide what direction and how you want to try to reach out to community and which board members would like to be a part of the committee. And then I put a tentative date of February 2nd because it's an open date for in-service, so we can be flexible how we plan that day. So if there are community members or board members that want to be a part of that, those first preliminary meetings to set a timeline and parameters, that would be a good day, I think, because teachers could be, the teachers who want to be involved, which is, well, quite a few teachers, that we could get on DTC and set up a meeting.
And so my thought is I think we do need to start with science, because it looks like science and math are already, even history, are pretty close to out of compliance. But just given the number of subjects that we have, I mean, because we have those four core, but then we are doing music, we are doing culinary, shop and PE, I think we need to be looking at doing a couple a year and just having that schedule of doing a couple a year. And I don't know how feasible it is of doing a core every year, because I know when the last time we did language arts, that was pretty intensive, I think. But maybe if we were doing a core and an elective curriculum every year so that we're staying in compliance, I think that would be a good idea. I am interested in participating. I don't know that I'm interested in participating in science, but I do have feedback from what I've heard about our previous science or our current science curriculum. I mean, just in that it was long, but I can provide that to the committee, whoever is on it. But I think in the past we've really worked to have community members on our curriculum committees and getting that input.
And is that something that we would solicit just by, you know, sending out, putting a public notice? I haven't been involved in, I mean, board members on a committee, but I don't know, and we don't necessarily have a, you know, parent advisory that's actively meeting right now. So I mean, I can put the information out and just see who.
Hillary, this is Brenda. I've been on a lot of those committees through the years, and we haven't been able to get parents in on. I don't recall having parents for years and years. But I really think, in looking what kids going to college, we need to look at our math curriculum first. That one there, I mean, our math has really gotten tremendously better, but that Saxon math has got to be changed. And for them to be able to go to college and be able to participate at a college level, math has to be addressed.
I comment on that. I do agree that math needs to be addressed. I don't know if it's a curriculum issue. I mean, my issue is, like last year, I think about my own son and his class, and they were doing one or two lessons a week. And that's just not enough. It's not enough for a math class. And I think this year, from what I've seen, I think we have an excellent math teacher here that's really working at teaching math. It seems like there's a lot of homework and a lot of work being done, but I don't know that that's been consistent. I actually talked to my employment training and related services case manager at the tribe last week, and she said every single one of our students leaving Sandpoint for the last 3 or 4 years has had to take remedial math when they got to college. Every single one. None of them are prepared for the math classes when they get to college. And I don't know if that's a curriculum issue,
right,
or if that's instruction.
It is partially a curriculum
issue. I would like to say, I mean, I look at our math here. King Cove math is tremendous with the math teacher we have goes above and beyond. She does morning classes before school opens so kids can be doing what they need to. We've got kids who are testing to see if they can be in the college calculus class. And if they're doing that, we need to be able to offer them things that they can use to be able to get into college. These are seniors who have taken everything that they can, geometry and trigonometry and pre-algebra, and the next one is calculus, and we don't have it. So we had one test the other day for calculus, and our math teacher is doing tremendous. It's your school, and it's your responsibility to be able to make sure that your kids are doing what they need to do. Our teacher we have here is such an asset you would not believe, but we need to be able to have things that they can utilize. And I strongly think that math needs to be addressed first. I was on the last math committee, and I did not agree with the vote that came about for Saxon math. So I hope people will be more agreeable to look at the other curriculums that are out there to make sure that kids are college ready. Because look at that, they need engineers of every type everywhere, and they get paid $100,000 or more a year.
Well, my only concern with that is, I think, now I've lost my packet, that math is in compliance this year. I mean, because state law says every 6 years. So we have some curriculums that are substantially out of compliance with review as per state law, and math isn't one of them right this second. I agree we need to address it, but...
Could we do two concurrent committees,
well,
math and science?
I'd really like to see that, because, I mean, I agree with both of you, actually, because science is the oldest and needs to be revamped. But I've been pushing for math the last couple of years, just because I know from working with Deed and working with other districts that Saxon has holes and does not have all of our Alaska standards met. And so we created, I think it was when Chris was still the principal, and I worked with him and... whoever would have been in Ginkgo. And we have an alignment document that shows the holes of Saxon, and that was presented to the teachers. And so the teachers then have to look within Saxon curriculum, within the resources they have as, you know, intuitive teachers, and fill in those holes. And there is no updated Saxon, because I contacted the publisher and I contacted other districts. And so there's no, let's just get the latest, greatest of Saxon. It's still going to have the holes. So those have to be plugged in. And I'm also hearing, and I have heard this from the last three math teachers in Sandpoint, that Saxon is not fitting the bill for the 7th through 12th graders. Now, the elementary teachers still love Saxon, and they're on board with that, but they also would be on board with having some supplementals, which is why in the Indian Ed Grant I wrote in there to purchase some supplemental materials to try to pull some of that in.
How much money is in there?
There's a lot of money in there.
So we could buy several curriculums to have the committee look at two or three and practice with them a little bit in class to help make a decision.
We could actually pilot something under this grant to see if it would fill the holes to either continue with Saxon and fill in the holes with something supplementary, something that's more of the Common Core math stuff that's going to hit all of our Alaska standards, because right now Saxon doesn't do it. But I agree, too, that I think science needs to happen, because FOSS is what was purchased for the elementary, and none of that stuff is being used anymore. It's very hard to integrate. We have pieces and parts all over the district. A lot of the teachers are just integrating science as they can.
Well, and it was cumbersome. It was, if I recall, it was hundreds of pages long.
Well, and it has to constantly be replenished, because it's these kits that,
they were all kits from
the kits are sitting there.
So you have your kits, you have hundreds of page long curriculum, and I don't think we have our curriculum on our website yet, do we? I don't know.
But I think we have a lot of interest among teachers for both of these committees. I think we could man both of these committees. I think they could run simultaneously. I mean, I think it's a doable thing.
Okay.
I got a quick question, if I may. Brenda brought up, or you brought up the bringing in the local people on our local ASB board, but you mentioned they haven't met. Do you have any idea what's gone on with that?
Well,
that'd be a way
to bring
in people if we could. Is it just
they
not
happening? They haven't really met. They haven't met.
Do we even have a local board?
No.
There are elected people
who have talked to me about meeting, and I said, you just tell me when.
They haven't organized.
Okay,
that's what I was
kind of
curious what happened with that. So.
When I was in King Cove, we knocked on doors at Britain Center, Glenn. I mean, people don't want
to go to.
I mean, it's like finding the unicorn.
Okay. Anyway, that might be an avenue to.
They might need to bring
some
of them,
even use
people who want to,
right.
They don't want to.
And maybe as the committees develop a little bit, and there's something to show them, you know, maybe they would come, you know, and say, okay, yeah, this might be something that kids would, you know, interact with, engage with, you know, this kind of curriculum.
Well, and I think we need to be open to the idea of going, okay, even if say we're putting it in the Friday flyer, hey, we have a math committee, anybody is interested in participating, and you're not getting the feedback, hey, Carla, I hear you have a lot of information and like thoughts about the math curriculum. We're trying to do a review right now. Would you be interested in like reaching out to people who have a vested interest in it and asking them directly to be a part of the committee? And I don't think we need to do committee work here. I mean, what are we looking for in a math curriculum or any curriculum? That it meets our standards, that it's relevant to our area, that it's doable by our teachers.
Madam Chair, could I make a suggestion that we possibly have a review of our math and science curriculum, look at that in some way, shape, or form, that we start doing that soon?
Yeah, it's something that needs to be done. I think we probably should do math and science and just get the ball rolling and move on to the technology director report and have further discussion on the curriculum at another meeting.
I don't think our curriculum discussion could wait for another meeting. This needs to get started now. We've been talking about this since school started. The committee's got to be formed.
Well, that's what I asked, is can we move forward on forming those two committees?
Can I go ahead and...
What do people think?
Schedule, you know, get out an email to interested board members and teachers and start getting information to try to do it for the second, because I think we have an open, just when what times people could meet, and then I can set up, you know, two separate VTCs.
I'm interested in participating in math. I'm not available the second, but I could get caught up by somebody else later.
And really, I think it would just be to kind of set up our timeline and see, you know.
What time do our tournaments start on the second?
Afternoon. It's
I think it's 1 o'clock.
Later?
4 o'clock.
4 and 6 are our first games.
Okay.
I think.
4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Well, I agree. Can we just give direction and get rolling, if that's all right, Madam Chair?
Get with Gary and King
Co. Yes,
Annette Barnett would like to be involved as well.
Okay. All right, so I'll put a schedule together for the second, some possible times, and I'll help coordinate that part.
That's good. Thanks.
And Kevin also said he would be interested in being on the science committee, especially if we're both if needed.
I thought he would be. Okay, thanks.
Okay, I think I'm off the hot seat, right? Okay. I probably warmed it up pretty good for you.
Yeah. Let's get a little bit further over here because I'm sick as a dog right now. So you have my written report in your packet, and I entertain any questions you guys have.
Can you get with the borough tomorrow about buying another camera, or at least buy one for us? Or whatever?
DRS has already said that they will
okay.
have a spare one for us and send it out right
okay.
away.
Lots of questions for you.
Lots of questions.
I can't wait to see the robotic stuff up. Not a question.
Your
but
camera.
That's a good question, Brenda. We don't know. We actually... They tested it earlier today, and Ryan just thought it was really dark in the room. I said, let me go turn the lights on. He's like, let me know when you turn the lights on. I'm like, they've been on for an hour now. So, yeah, we don't know.
Alrighty, thanks.
I guess I do have one question. And
I usually can gauge how people are by being able to see them, and not being able to see them makes me uncomfortable.
Thanks, Brenda.
You've been doing stuff at the school with kids, with technology, right, or students?
Yes.
So would that be an extracurricular part of a curriculum, or would that be like incorporated in the sciences?
It really, this curriculum, the way it is now, there's not really extra time to do it in class. There wasn't whenever I was teaching, I know that. It would be an awesome extracurricular activity. A lot of schools have robotics clubs, and that's kind of what I've been working towards. We've got kits now that actually are the ones that they use for the state competitions for the high schools and the middle schools. So that's kind of what I've been working towards, kind of a little legacy, I guess you'd say. But yeah, no, it's good stuff to do, and there's lots of interest. I know Ellen Clark here does Lego robotics with the students in club. She is interested in it. So, I mean, it's just trying to find someone that's interested in teaching it.
That's an after-school activity, right?
Yeah, I know there's kids that are interested in technology. I mean, just the world that we're in. I don't want to lose the momentum that you've built.
Right.
So,
no. I would hate to see that, too.
That's all I had.
Okay. Anybody else?
Nothing for me.
Thank you, sir. Okay, thank you. Let's move on to new business. I'd like to entertain a motion to put the policy for the close-up funds for its second reading.
This is Brenda. Move to approve.
Move to put on the floor.
Is that a motion?
Yes, put it on the floor.
I have a motion from Brenda to put the board policy on close-up funds on the floor for a second reading. Is there a second?
I'll second. This is Tiffany.
Roll call, please.
Glenn?
Yes.
Nikki?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes. Is there any discussion on this item from anyone?
You already voted.
That was put on the floor.
Yeah. Well, there's no motion to do any, to approve it.
No, there will be coming and adopted a second meeting.
I know, but I mean, you would need a motion to adopt. There's nothing to discuss right now.
Oh, I'll make a motion to adopt board policy and close-up funds.
Second.
And then motion from Glenn to adopt the policy on board policy on close-up funds, second by Tiffany. A roll call, please.
Jackie.
Now's a discussion.
No, yeah.
Ask if there's any discussion before the vote.
What was that?
Generally, you ask if there's any discussion before the vote.
On the motion to approve.
Not hearing any call for the question.
Second.
Oh. Brenda, we're on roll call.
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Glenn?
Yes.
Yes.
Nikki?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes. Okay, motion to approve. Motion carries. Sorry, I'm drifting off. Okay, next is the revision of the Indian policies and procedures. Can I entertain a motion to approve the revised Indian policies and procedures?
This is Brenda. I move to approve.
Glenn, I'll second.
Roll Roll call, please.
Jackie, I have discussion items. Are we going to discuss the item?
Okay. Yes, we do. We can discuss it.
Okay, so I had some questions regarding the Indian policies and procedures. I read through it, and I forwarded my questions to Mr. Seifert and talked to Jade about them for a little bit. So I guess I was a little confused. I know it's changed from what we've done in the past, but it says for the 2017 and 18 school year, I'm curious if we should change that to the 2018-19 school year, because these policies and procedures are talking about things that we're not doing, or if we should perhaps, instead of where it says that we certify we are doing this, that we certify we will do this, because it talks about providing input or a timeline for tribes and tribal parents to provide written input and having meetings 2 to 3 times a year with our tribal officials and having the policies posted in our tribal offices. So I had some concerns.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, just on the FY, changing the year, I think it's a good idea. I used the template from the federal government required that we updated our Indian policy and procedures, and they give us a template. And that's what I worked off of. The people who we end up with a committee, they can make recommendations for changes or get recommendations from the tribes. But I think changing the year would be appropriate and saying will do, because it's for our FY19 application that's due at the end of this month. So it's not for our current.
If it's okay with you, Brenda, as a second, I would change my revision of the motion to include that, and I'll, if you will, I will follow.
Yes, changing the years from the 18 to 19 years instead of we are changing it to will. I went read through it, and it's, to me, it's very good.
They're good procedures. I just had concerns about saying that we are doing them when we haven't implemented them yet.
I'll second your friendly amendment, Brenda, to the motion.
Thank you, Glenn.
Okay, so there's a motion to approve the revised Indian policies and procedures with the changes of the school year from 17-18 to 18-19 and the wording of will do. Second by Glenn. Roll call.
Nikki?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Yes.
Glenn?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes. Okay, motion carries. Moving on to FY19 teacher contracts. Is there a motion to approve the FY19 teacher contracts?
I'll make that motion to approve.
This is just for the teachers, right?
Correct. Yeah, no administrators or district office. That'll be next month.
It's not on the bottom.
Thank you.
I sent you guys a revised one because I have.
Yeah, that's submitted. Mine has my revised one just has a question mark.
Did yours open?
For what was that?
The revised one sent today.
Yeah, I got it.
Ken, did yours open?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, this one? Read the list of names?
You can.
Yeah.
I
can.
I don't.
Oh.
Would you like me to read the list of names?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Do I have to say their position and location?
No.
Just the names. Okay. Jean Barber, Kenneth Barber, Kevin Barnett, Annette Thornton Barnett, Ellen Clark, Ingrid Cumberledge, Amy Eubank, Zane Franco, Karen McMillan, Mark Mitchell, Amanda Mixon, Jerry Nyberg, Candace Robb, Danny Robb, Kyle Settles, David Sills, Lou Beth Vaughn, Annette Calver, Jacqueline De La Cruz, Allison Harrington, Mark Ingram, Elba Lamar, Shell Mack, Lynette Mack, Christopher Markham, Mark Mitch, oh, Mark Mitchell's on it twice.
Yeah.
Fanny Jo Newton, and Joy Smith.
Okay, so there was a motion from Glenn to approve the FY19 teacher contract, second by Brenda. Can I have a roll call, please?
Glenn?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Nikki?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Sure, because Ingrid's in there.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't know.
I'm voting yes, but I just wanted to declare for the record that I do. My sister is listed as a teacher on the list.
She doesn't live in your household, and you aren't making any financial gain from it.
Quick question: is there anybody else on the phone line right now? Sorry, Jackie. One more.
Yes.
Okay, sorry. Lynette said they got disconnected and asked if we know why, but we're still on and we haven't done anything.
Haven't heard and get disconnected either.
Yeah. Can't ever be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just checking. Thanks.
Okay, moving on to personnel. First item is resignations. Is there a motion to approve the resignations?
Actually, I need to add Megan and Talyn to resignations.
And does Patty Brock also need it to be added
yes.
to what was
yes.
in the packet? Okay, so I will move to accept the resignations that are presented in the packet from Nathaniel Julian, Emily Julian, Hannah Bailey, and also resignation from Patty Brock and Megan Antolin.
I'll second that motion.
A roll call.
Brenda?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Sadly, yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Glenn?
Yes.
Nikki?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Nope. I mean, you already called me.
Oh, sorry, Jackie.
Yes. On to new hires. I'd like to entertain a motion to approve the new hire of a business manager.
Trina Snyder.
I'll make a motion to approve Trina Snyder.
I'll second that motion, Glenn.
Roll call, please.
Tiffany?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Nikki?
Yes.
Glenn?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes. Moving on to board comments. Nikki, do you have any board comments?
I do just want, Mr. Seeger talked about considering the community member contacting him, and yes, they actually brought up in our city meeting before they contacted him, and I think it's just a lot of confusion of community members and not knowing how the school is funded. So I kind of just like sent an email to most of the people in town, kind of trying to clarify for them. Obviously, we didn't have some students here this year, but we are actively recruiting. We have plenty of jobs. Housing is an issue here, but we will make it work. And thanks for your comments and decision group.
Board comments in Sandpoint?
I'd just like to, again, thanks for being able to attend the meetings in Anchorage. They were good. Thanks again.
I would just like to thank all the students who put their essays in for our legislative fly-in. We had a great turnout this year, and all the essays were very good.
I have a list. So I think we're going to be addressing a lot of the concerns that I had about preparing our students for college and trade school. But just I'm looking at the senior class this year, and I'm a little concerned. I think that we've, as a community, developed a culture of encouraging somewhat senioritis as seniors, where seniors aren't encouraged to take a full load. And I think as a school district, as a parent, I've told my child, you don't get to just take a half a day as a senior. You need to take a full day. But I think as a school district, we should be encouraging our seniors to, even though they may have enough credits to graduate, that they should be in school. This is their last opportunity at free education, because after this, you have to pay for it. And as a community, start working on developing a culture of high expectations for our kids. When we start looking at curriculum, I was thinking about this as I was watching my senior type. We need to consider how we incorporate typing into our curriculum for these technology kids, because the hunt and peck thing is just not going to work. I had a question about the internet in King Cove being turned off at 5. And I just wasn't aware of it until I got there. They turn the internet off at 5, and then on the weekend it's only on from 7 a.m. to noon. And my concern with that is, I know if you have students that need to do homework and it has to be on Google Docs or something, and they don't have internet at home, where else are you going to do your homework but go to the school? And
I can explain that if you're interested.
Sure.
We've had two damages to the building from cars going to use the internet in the evenings. The front of the building was damaged. Don't quote me on this. It was some months back. And then on the far side where the buses parked, it was also somebody ran into the building using internet late at night. So that was the reasoning behind that. It's happened twice now.
Did all pay for the damages?
One paid for the damages. The other one was, we don't know.
Oh. I mean, I'm just concerned. I mean, we've become such an internet-based school district. Our homework's internet-based. Our lesson plans are internet-based. I know that we have a few teachers up here. They're like, you know, it's hard to do lesson plans during the day when everybody's on the internet. I do them at night because there's not very many people there. I don't know. Maybe everybody in King Cove's an early bird and they don't mind getting there early. It was a thought that I had while I was there.
Before you go on, I'd just like to add to her comment on the typing. I think that needs to start a lot earlier too. The kids at high, they'd be starting in grade school. I think we miss Marta. I mean, we can say that just right off the bat. She used to, I don't know who does that or where, you know, how we find
did out. Did Marta, is that Marta that did that?
Yeah, Marta.
Yeah, but none of the little guys are even knowing how to type now.
Renelle taught us, and she was the aide that.
Yeah. Is Amy Settles doing some of that?
It was a class when I was in high school.
It would be good to start young on that, so I just wanted to add to here.
Yeah. It was a class. I mean, I remember taking typing with Marta and Ms. Olson in high school, and it was just, and granted, that's back in the days with the banks of computers and whatever, but we had to learn how to type, and it was this finger, this key, I mean, but learning how to type.
Because I had a parent of a I think a third grader or something called me, and they don't. He doesn't know how to type, and he's, you know, and
a lot of them don't know the home keys. Yeah. No, they don't.
So just that's a good point. I just wanted to follow up on it.
And then I just wanted to say thank you. I know all of our schools experienced the tsunami warning, and thank all of the staff. Everybody really pitched in. We probably need to review our crisis plan. I know in the past, I think brand new teachers, I don't know if it was all teachers or just brand new teachers, were provided, like, you know, when they got here, the ins and outs, you know, your little Bible, and part of that was a crisis plan. If there's a tsunami warning, hopefully there isn't, but you go to the school. And I saw a picture in King Cove of people walking up the street. I thought perhaps in our crisis plan, utilizing the bus to pick up people was in that. And I'm not sure if it is or not. Honestly, I haven't seen the crisis plan in years. But it seems like when we're in evacuation mode, if we have an ability to help move people, that we should consider doing that.
Can I piggyback on that?
Mm-hmm.
I actually met with Armin the day after that, and Armin and I and Glenn and Emil are going to meet, and the new plan is going to be that we're going to put in writing that we do send a school bus for two full routes, and we're going to stop at every bus stop to pick up kids who they brought them in on flatbeds, and it is our responsibility to do that. So we did not do that. Next time, that's what's going to happen, but I had a good conversation with Armin, and he and I and Glenn and Emil are going to meet to get everybody on the same page.
Sometimes it just takes a good drill to get people thinking about it again.
They barely woke me up. I slept right through it. So anyway, but
I did too.
And that's all I have. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Brenda, do you have any board comments?
All righty. So, thank you, Hillary, for talking about getting our science and our math off the ground. That's been a concern of mine for quite some time. I've talked about it. Goodness sakes, a lot of the suggestions you made, Tiffany, are all well and good, but in King Cove, when the kids are little, they have a piece of paper taped over their keyboards, and their little fingers have to learn to where the keys are. And I think that's the reason why our kids can type so well in our classes here. Those things are taught really, really well. I'm really proud of our English department in high school. We did an FT teacher that is look at his college writing, I believe. And I look at our math and what she's done, getting the kids prepared and as far as they've thought. But there's a lot of these things that can happen come from the community, from people. Our board, our teachers and staff work as hard as they can, a good job in all of our sites, but all our staff they have to work with. All of this school district and those teachers need just assistance. And I think that they're doing a job in those smaller sites. I can understand the strip that Nikki must be under and salaried with I mean, and over in Falls Pass with people having a thought that the school is going to close. That's very stressful. And Akatan is in the boonies. I mean, it's very hard to get. You have to go by helicopter. And there's supplies by that you need to run your school are all brought by helicopter. And it's very, very stressful. There's a lot of things that need to be done in our schools. Kids are doing sports. So you sports. They are eligible. And you look at your junior high kids who are going to travel. If they're going to travel, they are eligible. And so that means they are doing a good job. And I think that needs to be recognized all the way down to our maintenance people. When we had the tsunami warning, I know, and I heard in Sandpoint all the work that was done over there. A lot of work was done here. We had community members that went round and round and round with their pickup trucks and pickup vans. So I think, Mike, you're talking about Trident over there and how to do things. I know that Gary never left this building till after 5 because I talked to him on the telephone. They used the buses to take them back down. And, you know, we think about what they did, prepared for, possibly could have been something that could have been immense. And it was a good, yes, people say it was a good training experience, but it could have been very, very serious. And everybody went, I think, above and beyond. And I think not only the schools are looking at their crisis plan, but I think the cities, the clinics, what they can do to be prepared, because this could be closer to home next time. But I think that we are on the right track for a lot of things that need to be done in the future. And, you know, congratulate the people you see in the school. We have so many parents in this King Cove school all the time assisting, all the way from down in Head Start preschool, all the way to 12th grade. And I am really impressed by the amount of people that wanted to be here, that have fun being, and that make an impression on these kids that education is important. And I really feel, I look at how many of our kids take off and go to college, grade school, and they are doing awesome. Got kids graduating with their associate's degrees, bachelor's, master's degrees. And if we can do that from these schools, I think we can't lose sight that we are doing something that's pretty doggone good. And, you know, we always have a lot of things that we need, say we need to have done. Yes, that's all well and good, but congratulate each other and thank each other. And I think it has to go all the way to the top. And if we didn't have Mike Seifert directing and delegating, we wouldn't have kids being successful, families being successful. So, alrighty, I'm done with my preach.
Okay, thank you, Brenda. I just have one comment about our science curriculum. I'm very excited about this getting moved forward because I think we've got to look into the different avenues that our kids could learn for career-wise. Just living in our backyard, you know, the marine biology, the geology, just the different things that we can get them excited about. And that was the only comment I had at this time. I think we need to look at that and get them excited at a young age and see where there's a potential to open up some careers right in our back door. Moving on to the agenda items for the next meeting. We'll have the FY17 financial audit, 2018-19 district calendar, the FY19 administrative contracts, legislative fly-in reports, ACATAN, false pass APITCA requests, and the school board self-evaluation results. Is there anything else?
Jackie, this is Tiffany. When are we going to start hearing about negotiations? Will that be soon?
I actually spoke with Mark Mitchell. As you know, he's with an ill wife in Anchorage, and we are going to wait to see what the state budget looks like before we, and once that's a very amicable relationship last time, it took us an hour and a half to settle that. I see no difference this time, but we're going to wait to see what the state budget is.
But we might have possibly an update?
We're gonna wait to see what Juno does.
Okay, and then ATP, possibly.
Almost probably.
budget for next year. I mean, are we gonna start working on something? Or are we just waiting until after Juno?
No, we'll start working on that when Trina gets here. Once again, she's been building budgets for 29 years and going through flawless audits. But we'll have some preliminary stuff for you. But once again, we can't really come up with anything definitive until, you know, we get here from Juno.
And then just a request if we could see the updated senior, the budgets for the senior trips with the stuff that we asked them to include.
And then also the budgets for the close-up, just to make sure that we're doing good on that, because all the money has to be paid for by March for them to go in April, correct?
And all four basketball teams, by the way, raised their $2,500 for the road trip, so I was happy about that. So anyway, So I heard a little bit of feedback about that, but that's going to be the same next year. We're going to have to raise $2,500. So just helps pay the per diem. And I think that's reasonable. We donate tickets to everybody. So
I think that is a reasonable amount. $5,000, though, I thought that was a little steep. But, yeah, $2,500, I think, for...
And that saves the district $10,000 on that. Mm-hmm. So that's a lot.
Yeah.
Anything else? The date and time and location of the next meeting. The date is for February 22nd and
this one as well. But this
in Cove?
Yes.
Is that's tip-off time, right?
When will we know when the games are scheduled?
4 o'clock, you said.
No, not for tip-off.
Oh, tip-off. Do you know when the first game's going to be?
We're in discussions. Okay. Negotiations about that.
Yeah. Gary, let us know. Didn't we do a noon meeting once before?
Yeah, I don't know if you guys want to do a workshop just to go over your school board self-evaluation.
Yes.
That would be nice. A quick workshop would be nice.
And then if you wanted to even discuss maybe the school calendar prior to, we're not going to, I think we'll put that together for the March approval, but for you guys to discuss that workshop.
So can we do an 11 o'clock meeting and an 11 o'clock workshop and a noon meeting? We did that during cross country 2 years ago.
Works for me.
Yeah, that works.
Does anybody, we're all going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Hill, are you okay with that? Okay.
Sounds good. Next, we have the executive session.
Yes.
Jackie, I move that the board go into an executive session to discuss matters which, by law, municipal charter, or ordinance are required to be confidential.
And we're actually going to do this on the VTC, so Nick...